The fate of the Vineyard Wind project on Cape Cod is now in limbo. Developers of the proposed $2.8 billion project off the coast of Martha's Vineyard had hoped to get federal environmental approval and start building this year. But officials threw a last-minute delay into that timeline that now casts doubt on the future of the project. A broad-based coalition of supporters on the Cape is demanding that the project go ahead on schedule. And yesterday, they met with reporters, including WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, who joins us now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Deb.
So Vineyard Wind, big project, and the federal government's decision to delay it was a big surprise. And to many, they're expressing a big disappointment.
Yeah, Deb, if built, and suddenly what seemed to be a sure thing and is now a big if. It would be the largest privately funded project in Massachusetts history. Developers had billions in contracts to supply energy to the utilities. They had lined up hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts with unions and suppliers anticipating the go-ahead, and they were counting on federal tax subsidies that were set to phase out to keep costs of electricity low.
But they did not get the okay from federal officials.
That's right. Last month, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, BOEM, which is the lead agency of 22 government offices involved, announced they weren't going to issue a final environmental report.
And that final report is needed before the job can start. So why did they hold it back? What did they say about that?
Well, until this week, the government wasn't saying anything. Now the BOEM has announced it wants Vineyard Wind to provide a supplemental environmental study for the cumulative impacts of all proposed wind farms in the entire area.
So what specifically does that mean?
It means they want more data about how future wind projects will affect the offshore environment off the coast of Massachusetts. But as far as I know, there's never been an industry that's been asked to do something like this, not the gas and oil in the Arctic Refuge, the platforms in the Gulf of Mexico.
So why didn't they ask for this information earlier? I mean, didn't they know that there were going to be more wind farms along the coast?
That's a great mystery, Deb. They certainly should have known. After all, it was the BOEM that sold off, 16 parcels of ocean to developers. So they had to know. Now this delay throws not just Vineyard Wind, but all offshore wind projects into limbo.
So this coalition that gathered on Cape Cod yesterday to support Vineyard Wind, tell us about that.
Well, it's definitely broad-based. There was the head of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, officials within area environmental groups, Mass Audubon, the Sierra Club. There was a representative from the Barnstable Town Council. There were tech companies, even a priest from the Faith Communities Environmental Network. Each, in turn, was critical of the Trump administration's decision to delay the Vineyard Wind Renewable Energy Project. Andrew Gottlieb is the head of the Association to Preserve Cape Cod. He was kind of like the master of ceremonies. He called the delay a cynical application of environmental regulations.
As a collective group, we're all here to say that it needs to stop, and we need to stop the perverse use of environmental processes to thwart something that is fundamentally good for Cape Cod, for the climate, for the world.
So, Bruce, are they saying what they think prompted the government to call for more information?
Well, it seems that it was pressure by the National Marine Fisheries Service on the ocean energy regulators that led the feds to delay the issue of the environmental okay. There was concern from some regional fishermen early on in the process that the proposed giant 84 wind generators would interfere with the fishing industry. But Jack Clark from Mass Audubon, who was there, wasn't buying the government's argument.
If the National Marine Fisheries Service has issues regarding the cumulative impact on commercial fisheries, they should have released a cumulative generic environmental impact report 40 years ago before they promulgated regulations that led to the collapse of the ground fishery.
And Bruce, you also mentioned there was a priest who spoke in support of the project.
Yes, there was Reverend Brian McGurk. He's from the Faith Communities Environmental Network. And he said that climate change and clean energy were moral issues.
We believe that Vineyard Wind is a change of consciousness, a change in the way we live our lives that will bring us closer to what ought to be. And I think that's the legacy that we want to leave the next generation and not the mess that we're in now.
And of course, there was a lot of talk about jobs. Cape Cod Community College, where the event was held, is gearing up with courses in offshore wind tech. It's estimated that the East Coast offshore wind industry could be worth something like $70 billion over the next decade to workers and suppliers.
What about any opponents? Anybody speak out against the Vineyard Wind project, Bruce?
Well, not at this gathering, but nearby in Centerville, the company was holding a public forum Q&A, and Mark Axelson was there. He was born and raised on the Cape. He lives in Canada now and is a summer resident. He says he's skeptical of the offshore wind project's environmental impacts.
The federal government's desire to do more research before granting permits is entirely justified. There's no really good reason why we shouldn't do this right. And we have some examples of where it's gone wrong.
So, Bruce, what's next?
We wait. Vineyard Wind said they needed to begin construction in December. Now that's being pushed back to at least March 2020, if not much longer.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Deb.